Chapel Hill. There is a march in Hillsboro. And, of course, today should be a day of community service. Not just a day off, but a day of community service celebrating the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. That's what he would want you to do. Get out and do something for other people. And now time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It is going to be sunny today, 37 degrees right now. Sunshine, high today in the middle 50s. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with a low down around 35. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. So no problems with the weather. Looks like a really great day on the way, and more after that. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Glass Half Full. Go online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
The president's tax plan.
Republicans say no way.
Obesity, slice by slice.
20% of American children and teenagers are having pizza today.
Defending champs rally for Super Bowl trip.
That was a win for America! America!
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the battle lines are taking shape in Washington over the Obama administration plan for middle-class tax breaks at the expense of the super rich. White House correspondent Bill Plant.
The president will ask Congress for more than $300 billion in new tax revenue. He'll also propose nearly $200 billion in middle-class tax cuts. To pay for all that, Mr. Obama will say he wants to raise capital gains taxes for top earners and impose new fees on large financial institutions. Republicans were quick to say, no way. Senator Marco Rubio.
Raising taxes on people that are successful is not going to make people that are struggling more successful.
Presidential advisor Dan Pfeiffer defends the approach as a path towards compromise.
Are they going to agree on everything? Absolutely not. But I think we should have a debate in this country about between middle-class economics and trickle-down economics and see if we can come to agreement on the things we do agree on.
But agreement isn't really the point. The president is presenting himself as a champion of the middle class and attempting to put Republicans on the defensive as the party of the rich. Bill Plant, CBS News, the White House.
A U.S. delegation is in Cuba for key meetings on the new diplomatic thaw. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
The meetings could include Cuban President Raul Castro. Six members of Congress, led by Senator Patrick Leahy, will talk with Cuban officials today about expanding trade and diplomatic ties between our two countries. Leahy's optimistic heading in.
We've just seen a remarkable change in relations between our countries.
The delegation will suggest Cuba's actions will be key in just how close our countries get. The Cuban government is happy President Obama is loosening the trade embargo, but still insists Cuba will keep its one-party political system and tight controls on its economy.
The Secret Service has stepped up protection at Vice President Biden's Delaware home after someone in a car fired shots Saturday night outside. The Bidens were not home. Author Ronald Kessler's written about high-level protection.
It spotlights the need for much greater security at the vice president's residence. They really are not prepared for a major attack using heavy equipment or explosives.
Forecasters warn there could still be icy conditions in the Northeast this morning. Five deaths in accidents yesterday were blamed on severe ice. Paul Barber was not far from a fatal pileup outside Philadelphia.
We didn't realize it, but after we got stopped, we got out, and it was literally an ice skate out here on the road.
Others glad to be just walking away.
We feel very fortunate that we weren't involved in it. Yeah. It's just pure luck.
Overseas, Yemen's government, already struggling against a strong al-Qaeda branch, is now facing a serious threat from Shiite rebels. Live to the foreign desk in CBS's Vicky Barker.
This was reportedly recorded near the presidential palace in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. A government spokeswoman confirms it's come under attack in what she is calling an attempted coup. And she says the rebels have also occupied state-run television and the official news agency. The rebels are from a minority Shiite sect. They signed a UN-backed peace deal last year, but they never pulled out of the capital. And now each side is blaming the other for igniting the latest fighting. Steve?
The New York Times reports the NSA was able to crack North Korea's computer system as far back as 2010, a break that led U.S. officials to put the pieces together about the recent cyber attack on Sony Pictures. 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, while it was overshadowed by the news of Tom Ross's impending departure, Governor Pat McCrory appeared at the Board of Governors meeting last week to pitch his idea of developing the research triangle into the third vertex of a national triangle. Ironically, the governor's speech and the news about President Tom Ross happened at the same meeting. Former Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee joined town employees at Hargraves Community Center on Friday, delivering the keynote address for the town's annual ceremony recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There have been lots of festivities over the weekend and many celebrations to be held across the nation, in our state, and in our community today to honor the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, wins for the North Carolina men and the North Carolina women on Sunday in the ACC. And it was an exciting weekend for football.
The Packers must have kicked themselves all the way back to Green Bay.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, and a sunny day on the way. High today about 55. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with the lows down in the middle 30s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, fairly nice day, high in the upper 50s. So a couple of good days at least. No excuse at all for not getting out today and performing some kind of community service. Many celebrations will be held across the nation in North Carolina and right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro Orange County community to honor the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In Chapel Hill today, there's a rally, march, and worship service sponsored by the Chapel Hill Carrboro and UNC chapters of the NAACP. The rally begins at 9 o'clock this morning, less than an hour from now, at the Franklin Street Post Office. As it will all kick off at Peace and Justice Plaza. The march will go down Franklin Street and end at First Baptist Church for an 11 a.m. worship service. There will also be choir performances and a brief ceremony honoring those who have served in the military. Also today in Hillsborough, at essentially the same time, the Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative March on Churton Street will start at 9 o'clock at the historic Orange County Courthouse. There will be a stop at Dickerson Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church. The march will end with a service at Mount Bright Baptist Church. We'll have a report on both those marches later today here on WCHL. We will be there. Former Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee joined town employees at Hargraves Community Center on Friday, delivering the keynote speech for the town's annual ceremony recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This was the 17th year of what has become an annual tradition for town staff. It started with the Public Works Department, but has grown to include all departments. Howard Lee was a major figure in the fight for civil rights here in Chapel Hill. After moving here in 1964, he and his wife Lillian encountered racism and harassment when trying to buy a home, an experience that spurred Howard to enter politics. And, of course, a lot of people gave him encouragement. A lot of people helped him. That culminated in 1969 when he was elected mayor of Chapel Hill, not only becoming the first African-American mayor in the history of Chapel Hill, but the first black mayor in a majority-white southern town since Reconstruction. He served admirably for three terms as mayor and later served as a state senator and chair of the State Board of Education. Howard Lee, of course, still lives right here in our community and is involved in a number of pursuits. Duke University Chapel honored the late Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on Sunday with its annual service. This year, the keynote speaker was North Carolina's most prominent living civil rights activist in the King tradition. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there yesterday at Duke Chapel.
The Reverend William Barber entered Duke Chapel dancing before addressing a packed audience on Sunday afternoon. And how could he not dance just a little bit as he passed through a joyful routine by the Collage Dance Company? When it was his turn behind the podium to deliver the keynote address for the annual celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life, he assured the audience that the work King started back in the 1960s is still ongoing. right here in North Carolina.
The Forward Together movement is no waste time. When we left Raleigh, we've been moving all over the state.
Barber is president of the North Carolina NAACP, which has the biggest membership in the South and the second largest in the U.S. During his 1 hour, 8 minute speech, he listed a number of reasons that organization is so active here, as well as the Forward Together movement of the Moral Monday protest at the state legislature.
North Carolina, over 1.6 million people live in poverty, and that's just using the limited poverty standard and not the living wage standard, and 600,000 of them are children.
Those Moral Monday protests in Raleigh are set to resume on January 28th. Barber also criticized the refusal of the Republican governor and legislative leadership so far to expand Medicaid in the state. And he compared some of the insults directed at President Obama to the coded race language used by politicians during the old Southern strategy days. When Barber mentioned the term food stamp president in particular, many in the audience groaned. Barber was preceded at the podium by Duke University Hospital President Kevin Sowers, Durham Mayor Bill Bell, and Duke University President Richard H. Broadhead. There were tributes paid throughout to the late scholar and activist John Hope Franklin, who would have turned 100 years old on January 2nd. Broadhead mentioned that Franklin researched his book, From Slavery to Freedom, at Duke University Library during a time when racial barriers prevented him from joining the faculty. There was a reference to the recent controversy regarding a plan called a Muslim prayer from Duke's Chapel Tower, which was canceled after threats. Ali Butwala, a representative of the Muslim Student Association, and Rachel Fraud, a representative of the Jewish Student Union, lit a candle for peace, hope, and justice together. Butwala said that, quote, hate cannot be put out by hate. Only love can do that. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC System President Tom Ross is on the way out, as everybody knows by now. It has touched off quite a controversy, a lot of debate back and forth all over the community, really. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the situation at Carolina and really wraps up what happened on Friday.
The decision was announced on Friday that Ross would be transitioning out of his role effective January 3rd, 2016, or when his successor was in place, whichever is later. At a press conference with President Ross and Board Chairman John Fenerbresk, it was very clear that the timeline that the board had in mind for a transition was very different than the timeline Ross had planned. The chairman did praise the job Ross had done leading the UNC system.
This board believes Tom Ross has been a wonderful president, fantastic work ethic, perfect integrity, worked well with our board.
Chairman Fenerbresk adds that age was not a factor in the decision to transition out of the presidency of Tom Ross, and Ross says he was always transparent with his desire to work past the age of 65.
When I came here, I made it clear that I wasn't going to be ready to stop working at age 65, and I'm not ready to stop working at age 65. So I don't know how much longer, but I wasn't planning on leaving in the near future.
The chairman says that they will hire a search firm to assist in finding Ross's successor, and Ross will be involved in that process. Reaction rolled in quickly following the news from local political influences and UNC officials. Fourth District Congressman David Price told WCHL that he was very disappointed in the news.
It blindsided me. I was shocked and really distressed by this news. Tom is a personal friend. I've known him for a long time, and I just have the highest regard for work he's done. Just exemplary leadership here for the university system during a very difficult time. I was looking forward to his still being at the helm to take us through the challenges that remain. So it's shocking news and troubling as far as I'm concerned.
Hodding Carter is a public policy professor at UNC. He says that he believes President Ross hit a breaking point with the Board of Governors.
I think it's about as sad a day as you would want for this university system. Tom Ross, as we all know, is a man of tremendous honor, integrity, intelligence. He took this job because he thought that he could bring value to it. He has tried to do that. he has encountered what turns out to be the impossible mission. When you're dealing with people who are intent on taking as much territory as they can, trying to compromise with them almost inevitably leads to demands for more.
Lowry Caudill is the chair of the UNC Board of Trustees, and he gave a statement to WCHL, quote, "The legacy of Tom Ross will be one of service to the citizens of North Carolina and, of course, to the university. Our board appreciates his support for UNC Chapel Hill, and we wish him well in all his future endeavors," end quote. UNC Chancellor Carol Fult, whose hiring was very much influenced by President Ross, also gave WCHL a statement, reading in part, "I want to take this opportunity to thank President Ross for his leadership, dedication, and service to the entire university, and especially the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. From my very first days as a new chancellor, I have been inspired by President Ross's belief in and support for the students, faculty, and staff in Chapel Hill and throughout the UNC system." And you can read the entire quote from Congressman David Price, Board of Trustees Chairman Caudill, and from Chancellor Fult on our website, chapelboro.com. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
While it was overshadowed by the news of UNC System President Tom Ross's impending departure, Governor Pat McCrory appeared at that same UNC Board of Governors meeting on Friday to pitch his idea of developing the Research Triangle into the third vertex of a national triangle. The governor, who was just off of a trip to Europe where he was selling North Carolina, that's a quote from the governor, he says that something is missing from the formula at this point in our state.
"When I became governor, I also looked back at my career as a mayor. And one lesson I learned as a mayor during my 14 years as mayor of Charlotte, and I immediately saw it as governor, is this, is that if we're going to be competitive for new jobs in North Carolina, we're going to have to increase the amount of venture capital coming into North Carolina."
Governor McCrory says North Carolina has the resources and potential to fill out the corners of a national triangle of innovation and entrepreneurship.
"My goal for North Carolina and our goal for North Carolina based upon our research is we have the Silicon Valley, which is in a different stratosphere. And then there's Boston area. Of course, you've got Harvard and MIT. I want North Carolina to be the third vertex of that national innovation triangle."
The governor and his team working on the project pitched ideas to the Board of Governors of how to make this plan come true. The plan involved a set of recommendations that would make a larger amount of money available to entrepreneurs throughout North Carolina. The governor emphasized that it was time to take the research that's being done throughout the public and private universities in our state and turn that research into development and innovative ideas for economic growth. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by your Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
I don't know why I love that name so much. It's great. Thank
really?
You. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, let's
I think I would be upset if you didn't call me that at least once in the morning.
Let's make it a permanent part of your name.
Okay.
You can start using that.
Hey, it goes. It really does. In more ways than one.
Yeah, not necessarily in a good way. All the time.
I know, right? Well, it looks pretty good on the roadways, though. No problems to report to you so far. So that's the good news if you have to head out. 15501 looking good. No problems between Franklin and Garrett. 54 eastbound also in good shape as you make your way from Fordham Boulevard to 40. And 40 eastbound, a smooth ride if you're heading into RTP this morning. Or maybe if you have a flight from 15501 all the way out to the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Very well done. In inimitable fashion.
Thank you.
Nikki Morse, traffic. And it's brought to you by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate the success of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center. It happens on Thursday, January 29th at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. It'll be a fun lunch. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. You can register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Something you don't want to miss. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. And it's 37 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine today. High today, middle 50s. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with a low down around 35. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, we'll start to get some clouds in here with a low in the upper 30s. And then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. So kind of moderate weather as far as the temperatures are concerned. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. You got to go talk to Berkeley Grimble today and get an idea of what I'm talking about. Grimble Jewelers.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 8:19. Turning to championship sports, a couple of basketball wins to tell you about. First of all, the men won last night. Number 15, North Carolina Tar Heels sped away from Virginia Tech in the Smith Center, claiming a comfortable 68-53 win. And certainly Roy Williams says he and the Tar Heels have a lot to work on yet. He was not totally satisfied with the way they played. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
The result of the contest was never really in doubt, but despite an overmatched opponent, the Tar Heels struggled to force the tempo at times and didn't look sharp for lengthy stretches. UNC head coach Roy Williams says the Tar Heels were searching for their comfort zone all night. In an odd game that included multiple referee corrections and stoppages of play for bleeding.
Well, it was a weird game. Stoppages, wrong shooters, all this kind of stuff, so it took forever to play the game, but I congratulate Virginia Tech, and they controlled the tempo, the style of the game, everything.
Despite the win, the post-game locker room was by no means full of smiles. The Tar Heels continued to struggle from the foul line, but the biggest issue for Coach Williams was the 17 turnovers.
JP and Marcus both turned it over way, way too much, just like the rest of our team did. 17 turnovers is not something good. But again, congratulate Virginia Tech's defense. They played in a frenzy and put us in positions to make turnovers, and we obliged and made some turnovers.
Coach Williams was so disturbed by the sloppiness that he's now holding a practice Monday night. The Tar Heels were previously scheduled to have the day off. You can bet the practices this week will include lots of running. Coach Williams says the Tar Heels must do a better job of pushing the pace going forward.
Well, it is a challenge, but I mean, they're good players too, and I want to play, but we're not playing anywhere near as fast as I want us to play. So, I mean, I think we're playing very average pace, and I'd like us to play faster for sure, but it is a challenge because the other team's well coached.
Freshman Justin Jackson led the UNC scoring charge with 16 points, while junior Adam Smith had a team-high 11 point contribution for the Hokies. Jackson, who also snagged a season-high 7 rebounds, says he's feeling more and more confident. But going against teams that like to slow it down, he agrees with his Hall of Fame coach. The Tar Heels have room to improve.
You know, it's hard against a team like that. The way they play, their offense, it's a lot of half-court offense. So it's not really much up and down whenever it comes to them having the ball. So, you know, we kind of have to create our own tempo, which is difficult. But I think just getting stops, getting rebounds, and going with it, I think is the biggest thing.
Junior Bryce Johnson says his teammates need to guard against playing down to the level of their competition, especially with matchups with the top crust of the ACC in mind.
I mean, it's kind of a sloppy game for us, and we can't keep playing like that because, I mean, there are better teams. I mean, there are a good team in the ACC, but we're going to have bigger and better games than this one. I mean, we can't play that way.
And, well, it was not Carolina's best performance, but it was a good win for the Tar Heels. And Andrew Carter of the News and Observer joins us now. And, Andrew, after watching that game yesterday, what did you take out of Carolina's performance?
Yeah, I thought Bryce Johnson summed it up pretty well, just kind of a sloppy performance overall, one of those get-in, get-out kind of victories. Not the prettiest thing, as Roy Williams said, but nonetheless a pretty comfortable win. And you know, after the past three games before this one, which were all really close down to the wire games, I think UNC will take it.
Well, Roy is kind of notorious for never being really very pleased with the way Carolina plays, although he has been at times this season. What are the things, in your estimation, that Carolina needs to work on most as it continues in ACC play?
Yeah, I think ball security. I think UNC was really sloppy with taking care of the ball. They had some ill-advised passes last night that caused them some issues. I think the turnovers are one thing, 17 turnovers last night. And then, the pace of play is something that you know, that's always going to be an emphasis for UNC. They can never really play fast enough for Roy. But there's a lot of slow it down teams in the ACC, Virginia Tech being one of them, and Virginia Tech really kind of forced its tempo. And UNC really needs to do a better job of playing at its preferred pace and dictating its style that it wants to play at.
Well, coming up next for Carolina is a trip to Joel Coliseum to take on Wake Forest. That's always fraught with danger when we go to Winston-Salem. And how did the Demon Deacons match up with Carolina, and what do you think they will do going in?
Yeah, Wake, you know, they're kind of a different team at home. That has been a difficult place to play. If I remember right, Wake did beat UNC last year, a season ago. And UNC are in the ACC opener for both teams a season ago. So that can be a difficult place to play. But still, Wake is, again, kind of like Virginia Tech, one of those bottom-feeding teams in the ACC, kind of in a rebuilding mode. They have a first-year coach, Danny Manning. Wake actually is the only other team in the ACC that's averaging more than 70 possessions a game. So this is, you know, an opportunity for UNC to get up and down the floor a little bit, get out and run. I think UNC will welcome that opportunity. They have a pretty good player, Devin Thomas, who, when he shows up and plays hard, he's a load inside. He can do a lot of different things, so he's going to be a tough matchup. But, again, UNC is a far more talented team, the better team. But for some reason, you know, Wake does play really well at home. They gave Duke a pretty good game, and obviously I wouldn't be surprised if they gave UNC some challenges as well.
Andrew Carter's with the News and Observer. And Andrew, let me ask you one more question. I know that you've watched a lot of basketball this season. How do you see the ACC race shaping up as we really get into the thick of things?
Yeah, it's going to be a fun race, I think. I mean, Virginia, you know, obviously is out in front right now. They're undefeated. They should be undefeated when they play Duke later on this month, January 31st, those two teams play. If Virginia wins that game, I think that puts them really in the driver's seat, just because the schedule sets up nicely for them. They play Duke once. They only play UNC once. They play Notre Dame once. They already have played. They play Syracuse once. So really the unbalanced schedule in the ACC kind of favors Virginia. So if they can beat Duke, if they can beat UNC in Chapel Hill, after that Duke game, I think that sets up really nicely for them. But again, I think you're going to see a lot of teams crowded up at the top. I think UNC has a shot. Notre Dame obviously is off to a good start, 5-1, with its only loss to Virginia. So yeah, I see 3-4 teams that have a chance of winning it. But I think Virginia's going to be tough just because the schedule sets up so nicely for them.
Well, Andrew, thanks very much for being with us this morning and providing us with your insights.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Andrew Carter, News and Observer, and that's what happened yesterday at the Dean Smith Center, Carolina, with a good win over Virginia Tech. Not the most impressive win, but 68-53 nonetheless. Carolina women also won yesterday, a career-high 20 points from Jessica Washington. The number 12 Tar Heels got past Clemson in a 78-56 win. That was Sunday afternoon in Little John Coliseum. Now let's turn our attention to football.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Packers must have kicked themselves all the way back to Green Bay. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson was in tears after his team's dramatic win over Green Bay in the NFC Championship game Sunday, thanking God repeatedly for the opportunity to play in a second straight Super Bowl. Wilson also forgot to thank the Packers, who are still wondering how they lost a 12-point lead late in the fourth quarter, kicked the tying field goal when it should have been the winning field goal, and then lost in overtime by letting two Seahawk receivers get behind them in single coverage. It had to be the most bizarre comeback in the history of the NFL playoffs, but the Packers are to blame for ironically playing both brilliantly and too conservatively. They settled for two field goals in the first quarter while driving to the shadow of the Seahawks' goal line when they knew points were at a premium against the Seattle defense in the loudest stadium in football. And then they fumbled away the onside kick that led to their first deficit of the game, which became 3 points when they let Wilson's Hail Mary two-point pass be caught when the Pack had two defenders standing right there. You can watch football for a long time and never see an ending quite like that one. And in overtime, the only way the Packers don't get the ball and have a chance to win the game is by letting Seattle score a touchdown. And they did on two long passes by Wilson behind single coverage. It was a collapse they will be regretting around Green Bay for a long, long time. Almost everything had to go right for the Seahawks, who could not even score until the middle of the third quarter, and that was on a fake field goal that caught the Packers napping. Still with a 9-point and then a 12-point lead as time was running out, the Seahawks had to make every play and the Packers had to make every mistake to reverse an outcome that never looked in doubt for 3.5 quarters. It sends Seattle to Super Bowl 49 against the Patriots, who embarrassed the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC Championship game and sets up a classic confrontation between Tom Brady's multidimensional offense and the best defense in the NFL. The game isn't until February 1st, but the Packers will be spending every day between now and then in shock and disbelief that they aren't playing in it. This is our chance, Pete. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
The job market can be tough. It's time to show the business world that you're tougher. Durham Tech can help you build your resume with skills designed for the global economy. You'll learn what works in areas from healthcare, computer science, and foreign languages to biotechnology, construction, and real estate. Classes are taught throughout Durham and Orange counties, many in the evenings and on weekends. Visit durhamtech.edu to learn more and get ready to do great things.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
37 degrees. Chapel Hill 36 this morning in Carrboro. It's going to be a nice day today. Sunny skies. High today about 55. Tonight clear with a low of 35. And then tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. No excuse for whatsoever. Actually pretty good weather for getting out and doing something good today in our community.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Tax redistribution. It's part of President Obama's State of the Union speech set for tomorrow night. Here's correspondent Susan McGinnis.
The president will unveil plans to reform the nation's tax code by raising the capital gains rate on the wealthiest Americans, eliminating what the administration calls the trust fund loophole, and imposing new fees on Wall Street firms. The government would use the $320 billion generated over 10 years to fund free college tuition for some students and middle-class tax credits.
Top capital gains rate could rise to 28% for couples earning more than $500,000 a year. Ending a tax break on inheritances would also be part of the plan. At the White House, correspondent Bill Plant.
Republicans are adamant they will not pass the president's new tax package, but that really isn't the point. The president is presenting himself as a champion of the middle class, and he's attempting to put Republicans on the defensive as the party of the rich.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Many celebrations to be held across the country today, all over North Carolina, and right here in our local community to honor the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In Chapel Hill today, a rally, march, and worship service is sponsored by the Chapel Hill Carrboro and UNC chapters of the NAACP. The rally begins at 9 o'clock this morning in just a few minutes. minutes downtown at the Franklin Street Post Office there at Peace and Justice Plaza is where it will kick off. The march will go down Franklin Street, ending at First Baptist Church for an 11 a.m. worship service. There'll also be choir performances and a brief ceremony honoring those who have served in the military. WCHL's Blake Hodge will be at that march and the service. Also today in Hillsborough at the same time, the Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative March on Churton Street begins at 9 o'clock at the historic Orange County Courthouse. There will be a stop at Dickerson Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church. The march will end with a service at Mount Bright Baptist Church. WCHL's Danny Hooley will be there to cover that march. We will have reports on both marches later today on WCHL. Former Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee, there's a name you can't avoid mentioning when you talk about civil rights in our community. Lee joined town employees at Hargraves Community Center on Friday and delivered a keynote speech for the town's annual ceremony recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This was the 17th year of what has become an annual tradition for town staff. It started out with the Public Works Department, but has grown to include all departments of the town. Howard Lee was a major figure in the fight for civil rights here in Chapel Hill. After moving here in 1964, he and his wife Lillian encountered racism and harassment when trying to buy a home, an experience that spurred Howard to enter politics. That culminated in 1969 when, with the help of a lot of people, a lot of support in our community, Howard Lee was elected mayor. Not only was he the first African-American mayor in the history of Chapel Hill, but the first black mayor in a majority white southern town since Reconstruction. Howard Lee ultimately served three terms as mayor and did a wonderful job as our mayor. Later, he served as a state senator and chair of the State Board of Education. And Howard Lee, to this day, is still involved in a lot of activities in our community and around the state of North Carolina. Duke University Chapel honored the late Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on Sunday with its annual service. This year, the keynote speaker was North Carolina's most prominent living civil rights activist in King's tradition. We're talking about the Reverend William Barber. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there at Duke Chapel.
The Reverend William Barber entered Duke Chapel dancing before addressing a packed audience on Sunday afternoon. And how could he not dance just a little bit as he passed through a joyful routine by the Collage Dance Company? When it was his turn behind the podium to deliver the keynote address for the annual celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life, he assured the audience that the work King started back in the 1960s is still ongoing right here in North Carolina.
The Forward Together movement is no ways tired. When we left Raleigh, we've been moving all over the state.
Barber is president of the North Carolina NAACP, which has the biggest membership in the South and the second largest in the U.S. During his 1 hour, 8 minute speech, he listed a number of reasons that organization is so active here, as well as the Forward Together movement of the Moral Monday protest at the state legislature.
North Carolina, over 1.6 million people live in poverty, and that's just using the limited poverty standard and not the living wage standard, and 600,000 of them are children.
Those Moral Monday protests in Raleigh are set to resume on January 28th. Barber also criticized the refusal of the Republican governor and legislative leadership so far to expand Medicaid in the state. And he compared some of the insults directed at President Obama to the coded race language used by politicians during the old Southern strategy days. When Barber mentioned the term food stamp president in particular, many in the audience groaned. Barber was preceded at the podium by Duke University Hospital President Kevin Sowers, Durham Mayor Bill Bell, and Duke University President Richard H. Broadhead. There were tributes paid throughout to the late scholar and activist John Hope Franklin, who would have turned 100 years old on January 2nd. Broadhead mentioned that Franklin researched his book, From Slavery to Freedom, at Duke University Library during a time when racial barriers prevented him from joining the faculty. There was a reference to the recent controversy regarding a plan called a Muslim prayer from Duke's Chapel Tower, which was canceled after threats. Ali Butwala, a representative of the Muslim Student Association, and Rachel Fraud, a representative of the Jewish Student Union, lit a candle for peace, hope, and justice together. Butwala said that, quote, hate cannot be put out by hate. Only love can do that. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Again, a lot of activities around our community and around the entire state today in regards to Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And it is a day for community service, not just a day off. And I thought I would present a little bit of the I Have a Dream speech from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the most powerful speeches anyone has ever delivered.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
Festivities from 1963, the March on Washington.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., August 28th, 1963, in the March on Washington. Of course, we saw a lot of that on a smaller scale during Moral Mondays this past year at in downtown Raleigh at the Capitol. And today, a lot of people were trying to keep Dr. Martin Luther King's spirit alive, celebrating his life and legacy by participating in some sort of community service. There are all kinds of community activities planned, church service. We talked about a moment ago, the march in downtown Chapel Hill and also in downtown Hillsboro. WCHO will be covering both those events, and we'll have the details for you in full reports later on in the day right here on WCHL. It is 8:41 at WCHL, and Nikki Morse joins me now. And Nikki, I know that it's going to be a day for community service. A lot of people will be, rather than taking the day off, a lot of people will be very busy out there doing all they can to help other people in a variety of ways.
Absolutely. It's what the day is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So at any rate, if you have the day off today, if you're celebrating the holiday, then please make use of it. If you don't have the day off, maybe you'll find time to do something too. There will be a lot of follow-up events coming in the next, in the coming weeks as well, celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. King. It is really going to be a pretty nice day out there today.
It already is.
Yeah, it's like 37 degrees, got sunshine out there. Mm-hmm. Really like seeing that. And no rain in the forecast for the next couple of days.
Which is nice for all the marches going on today.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have a look at your morning traffic coming up in just a few minutes here. Between now and then, a rather powerful commentary this morning from Professor Lou Margolis. It is 8:42.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unchildrens.org.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruisers. Good to go.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious, fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. In the wake of the Weinstein report, should Coach Roy Williams resign? We know from the report that there were 167 enrollments in fake classes by basketball players under his watch. Further, academic counselor Wayne Walden acknowledged knowing about the paper classes, including that Crowder was doing at least some of the grading. In the words of the report, Walden, quote, could not recall, unquote, informing Coach Williams about this fraud, and Coach Williams has claimed that he never learned that there were questions about the integrity of the courses. Elsewhere, Williams has a asserted that, quote, he constantly preaches that their number one responsibility as coaches and counselors is to make sure that their players get a good education, unquote. In the university, a major responsibility is the education of students. Williams admits as much. A responsible educator would not leave untested the assumptions that Williams appears to have made about the educational pathways of his players. Regardless of the reasons that students visit my faculty office, for example, the conversation invariably turns to questions like, how are your courses going? Are you getting what you expected? Are you reaching your learning goals? Williams has said that he was concerned about the appearance of clustering in majors like African and Afro-American studies and expressed his concern to his assistants. Some may argue that this expression of concern demonstrates leadership. However, as a coach instead of an educator, he clearly benefited from any efforts that undermined legitimate eligibility. As an educational leader, he should have pursued his concerns regardless of the consequences for eligibility. From an organizational perspective, basketball is simply not complicated enough to justify delegation of educational oversight. At any given time, there are only 15 or so players. The delegation of responsibility on what is admittedly the top priority, that is, get a good education, seems neither reasonable nor acceptable. I'm not suggesting that Coach Williams accompany the course monitors who assure that players are attending class, or at least the classes that truly meet. I am arguing that if his first obligation to his players is that they get a good education, he should be intensely curious about their educational activities, not just delegate this to others. I'd like to close with parts of a quote from Dean Smith about leadership. It's accurate to say that the most effective leaders have understanding that whether they like it or not, they lead by example, and the ability to honor their commitments, admit their mistakes, and take responsibility for their failures. Coach Williams has set a bad example and presided over a system that failed to honor its commitments to his students. He should admit his mistakes, take responsibility for this failure of leadership, and step down. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
Chapel Hill Carrboro Meals on Wheels is supported by hundreds of volunteers as well as several local businesses, which include GlaxoSmithKline, Walmart, Belk's, Carrollwoods, and Porch. Performance Subaru supports Meals on Wheels through its annual Share the Love campaign. All of this assistance is greatly appreciated. For more information, please visit our website, chcmow.org, or our Facebook page. And as usual, we thank WCHL for caring for our community.
It is 8:48 at WCHL in time, and a lot of other places, too, as a matter of fact.
Just about everybody in the Eastern Standard Time Zone.
I think Chicago once did a song called Hard Habit to Break.
Oh, yeah.
One of those Chicago songs that I just rather would forget about that I'd ever heard in those mellow years where really... Sort of like bread, you know, it's a hard habit to break. Come on. But it's a hard habit break for me for some reason to say, like, it's 8:48 at WCHL. Well, it's of course it's 8:48 at WCHL. It's 8:48 in a lot of places, not just here. So,
I find it hilarious that that really bothers you when you say that.
It bugs me. I don't know why I do that, you know. But
because it's a hard habit to break.
Oh, shut up. this traffic report this morning is brought to you by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. And if Nikki can straighten herself out here for just a moment, she's going to tell you what's happening in our traffic situation.
Okay. Well, we do have... no problems to report. That's a beautiful thing. Northbound Fordham Boulevard in good shape as you approach 54. 54 East also a good route to 40 and 40 eastbound. Remaining delay free if you're heading to RTP or the airport from 86 to the airport exits. Mm-hmm. If you see anything while traveling, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Of course, do it safely, please.
That will give me a good opportunity to jump on another soapbox here. Yeah. You know, we talked about Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Chicago was rock and roll back in the early days when they were Chicago Transit Authority.
That's right.
Terry Kath, lead guitar player, singer, lead vocalist on some of their songs like Made Me Smile, things like that. And then he died, and then they became like the most bland, you know, I'm sorry.
Vanilla.
Yeah. If I'm offending any Chicago fans out there, I apologize for that. But that's just kind of the way I feel about it.
You know, they stopped playing them for a reason, I think.
Yeah.
I don't hear Chicago very often. Yeah. But we have to break that out someday because, you know, we miss them.
Speak for yourself.
Especially Ron.
Speak for yourself. Well, this traffic report has been brought to you by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. And Nikki, I just want to say thank you for all your work today on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your work back in the newsroom. We will listen for your news updates throughout the day at the bottom of the hour.
Thank you.
And a reminder to everybody that we have Blake Hodge covering the big march in downtown Chapel Hill today.
Yeah, he just left a little bit ago.
And WCHL's Danny Hooley is covering the march in Hillsboro at the same time.
Beverly Hillsboro, that is.
That's right. And said, Jed, move away from there. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hillsboro.
That's going to stick one day, I swear.
I know it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right now, you're the only one who calls it that.
Hey, I got you calling him that.
Well, that's not difficult. Celebrate the successes of our business community, the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center. It happens Thursday, January 29th, 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Tickets are on sale now. $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Now, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 38 degrees, finally warmed up a degree here. Sunshine today, high today in the middle 50s. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with a low in the middle 30s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with the high in the upper 50s. Pretty good weather here for the next couple of days. Not bad. Not really all that warm. A little on the cool side, but at least we don't have any rain to worry about. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. Well, as we have discussed so much today, it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, national holiday, a day for community service. And I always like to pull out the song right here because it kind of reminds me of the day. North Mississippi All-Stars, and a song called Freedom Highway.
Marching on the Freedom Highway. Marching each and every day. Marching on the Freedom Highway. Marching each and every day. I made up my mind and I won't turn around. I made up my mind and I won't turn around. There is just one thing,
March,
that I can't understand, my friends.
Marching.
Why some folks think freedom,
March,
is not designed for all men.
Marching.
There are so many people,
March,
living their lives perplexed.
Marching.
Wondering in their minds,
March,
what's gonna happen next.
On the Freedom Highway. Marching each and every day. Marching on the Freedom Highway. Marching each and every day. Made up my mind and I won't turn around.
People in the forest,
March.
Tallahatchie River and Lake.
Marching.
The whole wide world is wondering,
March.
What's wrong with the United States?
Marching.
Yes, we want peace,
March.
If it can be found,
March.
We're gonna stay on Freedom Highway,
March.
We're not gonna turn around and do you think I voted for the right man?
March.
I said we would overcome,
marching.
I marched the Freedom Highway,
March.
Until the day is done.
Marching on the Freedom Highway. Marching each and every day.
I just love that song. North Mississippi All-Stars on the Freedom Highway. I hope maybe you're on your way to a march right now. Maybe that you'll have that song in your head as you start the festivities today. Again, everything starts at Peace and Justice Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill. And everything starts in Hillsborough, downtown, at the old courthouse, historic Orange County Courthouse. Both those marches start at 9 o'clock this morning on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day to celebrate his life and legacy.
More rewards, not more rules.
That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Almost forgot, word of the day from Wayne Pond an hour ago. What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. You can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
It was fun being Michelangelo, but I didn't have a Geico car insurance. You might not believe that a guy who did the Sistine Chapel and some great sculptures would feel unfulfilled, but I never had a Geico, a company that's been churning out savings since 1936. That's over 75 years. Mamma mia! Did I just say that? So take it from a pro, Michelangelo, and switch it to Geico. That rhymed!
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampolines, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500.